Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to My Little Pony Talk. It is Friday, July 17th. I am your host, Pandora Rose, and this is my co-host,
Cara Red Roses. Hello.
Yay. Yay. You're back again.
I am back again by special permissions from the Ponyville zookeeper. They've agreed to keep little alley cat in the box for another week. So you get to talk ponies with me. Yes.
Yay! Giddy, 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 giddy. You put it in with the zookeeper. Very good. So this way we know we will not be interrupted.
So what's new in Ponyville? Pony news.
I've got exciting news.
Uh-huh.
I won something last weekend that I never thought I'd win.
Ooh, cool. What?
I won Mimic.
Yay! Hold on, I have to put down the phone and do a happy dance.
Yay!
Welcome to the cult of the parrot pony.
And I also have a very special treat. The box arrived yesterday. And I haven't opened her yet.
Are you going to open it on the air?
Yes, I am.
Woohoo!
And the only thing I've done was I've popped open the tape on the box so that there would be one less thing to open that would cause me problems.
That's the best feeling. Like when the mail comes and you get like a chubby little yellow envelope or a small box and you know it's ponies inside. You just really look forward to opening the mail.
Yes, I do. And I especially look forward to opening up this one. So I'm going to set my phone to speakerphone and hopefully it doesn't sound too horrible.
Oh, it always does, but we don't mind. Your phone is speakerphone.
Give me a second to put it to handset, and then I'll put it on speaker.
How exciting. A live Mimic opening.
Thank you.
And there will be a Mimic inside. This is not going to be some phony Geraldo Rivera Al Capone's vault type opening where, you know, you watch for 2 hours and there's nothing inside but crumpled paper and chips of cement. The real deal, folks.
Yes, it is the real deal. So here we go. You are on speakerphone. Can you hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, very good. So here we go. I'm opening the box.
I hear the sound of the box opening.
Did you hear that?
Oh, yeah, we heard that loud and clear.
Okay.
Enthusiastic ripping ensues. Holding our breath. Sounds like paper inside. No gyro peanuts in there.
Okay, there is paper, so here we go.
Wait for it.
And here she is.
She's in there?
She's in there. Let me get back onto my headset. So bear with me one more moment.
congratulations, Pandora Rose 3. It's a mimic. Excuse me while I hand out some cigars.
Hold on, one more second. Use Bluetooth, yes. And, of course, this guy's assigned. And it's found my Bluetooth. Hooray! Yes, it is a mimic. She is in my hand, and I am petting her as we speak. She does have a few little scuffs and marks that hopefully a magic eraser will take away.
Playware, that's all. She's been loved. Mine has playware, too. Mine has a hot pink spot on her. That highlighter that's not really highlighter. It's
well,
that mystery pink spot. And she has a little black fleck under her, I guess you could call it her armpit. You know, she's got that one hoof raised, right? So it's right under there. But you know what? I love her just how she is.
Yes, she will clean up because you know how moms always take and put spit on their thumbs and just start rubbing it against your cheek?
Ew, yes, ew.
And I'm currently doing that, and she will clean up.
And she's trying to pull away, saying, Mom, stop, quit it.
No, in the case of a pony, it's, No, Mommy, keep doing that, get all the dirt off.
No, my grandmother had a hanky. She would spit on the hanky and rub it on my face to try to get dirt off me. And I hated that. It was so nasty. She had that, English nanny kind of thing about her.
Well, I think my mother,
little spit rub goes a long way.
Yes, it does. Let me see. Oh, yes, she will clean up quite nicely, and I'll do that tomorrow. But she will see where shall she sit. Where to sit her? My desk currently needs to be cleaned desperately.
She really is in a fun pose, isn't she?
She is. I love her pose.
She's prancing. She's so proud.
Yes, and she's happy to be here.
Looking at her from the front, though, her face, it's kind of duck-like.
You're right.
It's the head mold. She kind of looks like a duck to me. I don't know. Like she's going to say quack.
Or Polly want to correct her.
Yeah, exactly. She's kind of looking at me. I have mine right here on the shelf where I can see her. She's kind of giving me that look like she's hungry. You ever go to the park to feed the ducks and they, come right up out of the water because they see you have bread and they sort of give you that look? That's how Mimic looks at me.
Oh, no, that reminds me of when I used to I used to work in an office building, and right next door was a church. But right between the church parking lot and our lot, there was this little grassy knoll type thing.
The infamous grassy knoll.
And in the wintertime, the geese would come there. And when I got there, I went out and fed them. I fed them on my break time. I fed them at lunchtime. It got to the point where they recognized my car.
Aww.
And the lookout would start squawking the moment it saw my car. And the moment I got out of the car and started the car. Now, there was a little driveway between the grass and where the parking lot was. My parking lot where I was parking. And I was always afraid that one of them was going to walk out because, you've got cars coming in and going.
Oh, sure.
Luckily,
lots of traffic.
They stopped right at that driveway. It was they stopped and they were like, come on, hurry up. Hungry, come on, feed us.
Aw, they're smart little guys.
Yes, they are smart. And there was one set of geese and I guess another set came. And they didn't like it when they tried getting food from me because, seriously, I kid you not, they would start going after the other geese. Kind of like, uh-uh, no way, no how, you are not eating here, go away. And they would chase the other geese away from me.
in Central Park, New York, the ducks are very timid, and I have a theory about that. I think that they're afraid that people are going to trap them and cook them and eat them. They stay like an easy 10, 15 feet away. It's hard to get ducks to come up to you, even if you have bread. The pigeons, on the other hand, will mug you for the bread. Not afraid at all. They'll fly right up to you. They'll land on your arm. They'll take the bread right out of your hand if you're not quick enough.
I had some of these geese trained. I didn't train them, but they were kind of like trained if you watch them. They were to the point where I would just lean down, hold out the bread, and the goose just walked right up to me and take the bread and said, kind of like, thank you, goodbye. Just walk right off.
Quack, quack, thank you, ma'am.
No, more like honk, honk, thank you, ma'am.
Honk, honk.
So, yes, that's my bird feeding story.
Which is so appropriate since we have a new bird pony in hand.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, wait. I have to take and log her in my book. Hold on. Let me get the pink highlighter. Minic. There we go.
Do you keep a checklist of your collection? Your haves and your have-nots and wish you had?
Actually, I have all three of Summer Hayes's books that she has out, the collector's inventory guides. And that's
the
what
resource.
I think. Yes. It's also the resource I use for the show.
So you write right inside your book? You use the checklists that are in there?
I use the checklist. What I do is I use highlighters.
Oh.
I have pink for the pony. I have either, depending upon which of the two I grab, either orange or yellow for the accessories. And in the case of the pony wear, it's a toss-up between green, yellow, and orange again. But then when it comes to the stickers, those are in blue.
That's really organized. I could learn from you there.
You should see me at work. I swear to God, the AR, once I'm done with it, it looks like a darn rainbow. Okay, this one I called and I talked to. This one is in purple. This one I couldn't get a hold of. This one is in green. This one doesn't live here anymore. This one is in orange.
So the whole collection complete is going to be like the spectrum in the book. You're going to have every color of the rainbow written in there, designating your haves, comings, goings, wantings, needings, prizes,
oh, yeah.
Passions, favorites, gotta haves, don't wants.
I marked it as I have it, but I don't really have it, and right next to it is in the same color highlighter, NY for not yet.
Not yet. I like that.
Well, you know, with, like, so much stuff, I've got some accessories for some of the play sets, and I marked it off by mistake. So I needed some way to take and say, no, I really don't have it yet.
Now, this pony that arrived for you today, was that a holy grail find for you, or was this just a set completer? You know, what was your motive for collecting a mimic? Because, you know, she does kind of get expensive. We're not going to talk about how much you paid for her or anything, but we know that she's not one of the cheaper twinkle-eyed ponies out there.
No,
and a lot of people put her off till last for that reason.
I looked at the lot, and I looked at the eBay, and it was, like, $22. So I figured, I'm going to put a bid on it. So I put the bid in, and I let it ride. I ended up, someone has outbid you. I looked at the bid, and it's like, let me try again. The worst that's going to happen is you are still not winning. You are a loser.
Your bid was not high enough. Try again.
So I put in the bid, and it said, you are currently in the lead.
Hope okay. you win. eBay's yeah. all like cute now about that kind of stuff.
Oh, yes. So I went off, I forgot what I did. I went to go watch something on TV and have dinner. And I come back, and I have an email in my email box, and I figured it's the, you are a loser, someone outbid you.
You are a loser. It doesn't say that, but that's how we read it anyway.
Yes. And I wrote it, and it was like, hold up, I think I still have it. Believe it or not.
No, I believe it.
Hold on, let me look for it really quickly. It can't be that too far back. My trash box. Because granted,
so my computer has a wonderful capacity for trash. I can save things in there for years.
You have Gmail, don't you?
I have a Gmail, I have an AOL account, I have two Yahoo accounts, I have all different accounts for all the different things that I for all the different things that I do online. Pony
yes.
is one aspect of me.
Yes, I have a Yahoo account. I got sick and tired of not getting emails. I get the phone call the day of the party. Are you coming?
Oh.
What party? So, anyway, let's see. It says, you have won this item on eBay. My Little Pony Vintage G1 Twinkle Eyed Super Rare and in capital letters, Mimic!
And it just makes your heart skip a beat, doesn't it?
I think it skipped like several.
Yeah. Quick, get the defibrillator out. I won Mimic. Call 911.
That was about it. And if I remember correctly, last week I said, there is no way I will ever win a Mimic.
See, those were magic words. Pony gods heard you and came wafting over and said, she must win this Mimic no matter what. So everybody else's computers froze up at the crucial point, those last 5 seconds. And you won. Congrats.
Yes, I did.
Hey, I see Cotton Candy saying hello to me in the chat room. Can you tell her hello since I can't log in?
Cotton Candy, someone says hello to you.
Oh, she's not saying hi to me. She's saying hi to somebody else named RR. That's
oh.
you.
Oh.
That's Rose Rebellion.
Yes, she's
saying sorry,
hello
I thought
Rose
I saw a K
Rebellion.
In there. I thought it was Hey Car RR.
Aww.
Here's me, right? Nobody loves me in the chat. That's what I get for reading fast.
Yep, that's what you get. So, okay.
So what are we talking about today, other than your fabulous day win? So, Tony's year 1987, 1988, right?
Yes, we are into year 6. And let's see, what does it say? In addition, many new sets were available that showcased special features like scented bodies, growing tails, and ponies whose symbols or body magically changed right before your eyes.
Gimmicks, baby. It's all about the gimmicks.
Year 6 is also the start of a prolific year in MLP history, with 1987 to 1990 being the years that saw the most ponies released.
It was really a peak year. I mean, they were at the height of their production. Everybody had them. You had the TV series still going, right?
Yes.
All kinds of toys and spin-offs, and it was just like Pony Palooza. And the Minnesota Twins beat the St. Louis Cardinals in the World Series that year. It was an interesting series.
Now, see, I didn't know about that. I think by then, no, I was still a tomboy at this time. Never mind.
And that concludes the sports report. What set is up first?
Well, let me take a look.
Let's flip through the pages. A little reading music, please.
Is that it? Sorry, I'm trying to find something else, too. Aha, here it is. That's for later. There we go. Ooh, we have a second set of Big Brothers.
Big Brothers 2, Electric Boogaloo.
And I do believe last week we were talking about how the Big Brothers, you kind of had the Village People, except for we're missing a few.
You really got to get YMCA on tape to play during this segment. It would be perfect background music.
I'll get it for when we do the Big Brother show. How's that?
Please. Absolutely. Yes, you must.
Because the boys will have their own night, I promise.
Woohoo!
They will have a whole night just for them.
The boys have huge fan clubs online.
Oh, yes.
Because there's so few of them, you know? So many girls and just, what, 9 boys in the regular line, not counting UK boys?
7, 8, 9 boys.
That's it. 9 boys and
that's
what,
it.
About 600 girls?
I'm sorry, 9 single boys. We got them
right.
It's perfectly clear. Single.
9 bachelor ponies.
Yes.
All with good jobs.
Yes, they all do definitely have good, very good jobs. I wish I could find them.
Quite a catch. So, yeah, if you were, like, wishing for, you know, real hunky boys in year 5, but by the time year 6 came around, your dreams had come true, because we had a hunky fireman chief.
Ooh.
Yeah, swarthy. He's awesome, and he's white, too. So pretty, white with the blue hair, like primary colors. They're just very charming. And he was in that awesome pose, you know, like feet planted firmly right in front of him, just ready to spring to action.
To save that damsel in distress in her castle when she accidentally dropped her candle.
So much playing around the whole chief thing. Ponies were just falling off of shelves begging to get rescued by chief.
I know mine have, and they've been looking for him to pop out of the box in which they're, he's kind of waiting for a bath, I think.
If you were a little girl playing with ponies, or a big girl, well, if you were anybody playing with ponies in 1986, 87, you could actually get your brother involved in on this, because Chief was not pink, he wasn't lavender, he didn't have flowers on him. He was a pony that a boy could handle and not be embarrassed about playing with a girly kind of toy. You could totally get your little baby bother involved in on some play here. Cause probably he had a fire truck, too, in his toy box that would go along great with Chief. You could just stick him on top and roll around the house. Woo! You know, and, like, you know, wreak havoc, and then Chief would be there to the rescue.
Yes, that was definitely very cool. And we actually had a couple of other guys up in here that, you know, the little brother could grab up and hopefully play with you with and not just go run off and try to wreak havoc that way.
Because they got played with so hard, it's difficult to find a chief that's pure white, clean condition. They tend to get dirty, banged up, yellow.
Yes. And I don't know if I don't quite remember what color my chief is. I haven't seen him in a while. He's in a box someplace waiting. He's waiting. But I do have the next one who is in rather nice condition. And this was also, I won him at the fair, and I completely forgot that I put a bid on him during the silent auction.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
I had Ravenclaw Prefect running after me going, "You won, Barnacle!"
Yar.
And I was standing there, and I was standing there going, I didn't bid on him.
Oh, yes, you did.
Yes, I did, because she asked me, is this your number? I said, yes, it is. She's like, well, you won.
And you were so just ecstatic over winning the plush Rapunzel, you'd forgotten all about poor Barney.
I didn't think I'd win poor Barnacle. I figured the stuffed Rapunzel was going to be like the big win, and I ended up winning two other ponies.
Gravy on the mashed potatoes, as they say. But now you've got a Barnacle in your herd, and he's taken over, right? He just elbowed the other boys out of the way and said, get out of here, I'm taking over.
Yeah, that's exactly what he's doing, because him and Chief are the only two that I have out of this set. There is one I'm missing.
You're missing the third out of the year six set?
Yes.
You're missing the Indian Chief, Wigwam.
Yes,
or as I like to call him lovingly, Wiggy. And he's a handsome pony. I think these three guys together are the biggest hunks out of all the big brothers. Wigwam, Barnacle, and Chief.
I think so. And if you think about it, there you go. You have your Indian, and let's throw out the cops from the village people, and let's throw in a fireman, and you've got the village people.
That's right. There's no cop pony.
In which my cop friend would be very upset if he actually knew this.
Wigwam's awesome. I'm actually taking my wigwam out next weekend. I'm going to an Indian powwow out in the Queen's Farm, something like that, Queen's Farm Museum. There's a real, like, Indian tribe there. They come every year and they celebrate in the park. So I'm going to do a photo op with Wigwam. I'm going to get a picture of him near the bonfire with the drums and all the Indian food and all this Native American craft that they have. Should be cool.
Okay, Cotton Candy just said Wiggy. That's just wrong. Oh, come on. We had Iggy. We had Ziggy. Why not Wiggy?
Well, that's my pet name for him, you understand? Me and Wigwam go way, way back. My husband, he drives a train for a living, so I kind of stuck him with Steamer as a pony persona, but he would much rather have been Wigwam. And he kvetches to me all the time. Why do I have to be the pink pony? I want to be the Indian Chief.
Because cool, you drive a train, hon.
Because you drive a train, you're tracks, a.k.a. Steamer, and you're pink. Deal with it.
This is why I love you. You make so much sense. And unfortunately, I don't think we can quite stick a pony persona on Little Alley Cat's husband, because we didn't have any army ponies.
We'll have to make one.
Yes, we didn't have any military ponies.
Oh, I'll think of something. Let's surprise her.
That sounds so good.
I'll make something up. I'll send it to her. And she'll have to open it on the air. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds good.
We'll talk about that in the future. Were there any reissues during this Big Brother 2, Wave 2 of the Big Brothers? Did they bring back any? I seem to remember that Tex and Salty came back.
Tex, Salty, and Steamer came
and
back.
And Steamer, too. Oh, okay. So those three guys. That would make them slightly more common now, wouldn't it?
You would think I'd be able to find salt. You'd think I'd be able to find Tex a little bit easier.
You haven't found Tex? Man, Tex grows on trees around here. Every lot I see has a Tex in it.
I don't have Salty, Slugger, or Tex, or Wigwam.
Wow. Well, you know what? The hat. The hat always disappears. I'll help you find a Tex with a hat.
Thank you.
No worries. And you still got to get back to me about all that other stuff from last week, too, that you were looking for, the bride outfit, this, that.
Oh, yes, that's right. I need to go through that stuff this week. And I've got two swaths I'm in. I'm trying to finish those up because I need to ship one box next weekend. I need to ship another box the very next week.
And you got to go sticker shopping for the TP sticker swap.
I got to go shopping for that. I got to decide whether or not I'm going to jump into the Halloween swap or not. Oh, God, I'm swapping myself out.
She's swamped with swaps.
Yes,
swapped.
I am. I am very swamped with swaps.
I'm getting ready for my Halloween swap. I'm going to do it. I'm going to announce it in September, probably first week of September it will begin. So I'll have to announce sign-ups for it, I guess, mid-August, right? Give people about 2 weeks to sign up for it.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's going to be all customs, all freaky ponies. I don't think I'm going to do a theme, though. I think just plain old Halloween is good enough.
Oh, darn customs. I can't jump in on it. Oh, well.
if you're buying stickers for the sticker swap, feel free to include some Halloweens in there. I know plenty of us like that stuff. I'll be sure it gets all to the right people.
I think I've got some. Believe it or not, I've got like a ton of stickers. Thank you. I've got a ton of stickers basically from my swaps because, you know, I can't help it, but the box, I swear to God, looks like it puked stickers.
And that's never a bad thing.
No, except for when the post office person is trying to find a spot to put the priority mail sticker.
Oh, I've been there. you can't put the postage on because there's tape and stickers and labels all over it, covering every possible inch.
That's why I do it very easily. I have my own set of priority mail stickers, so I slap those on the box first, and I always mark off the section where the postage is going to go, where the tracking is going to go.
We have the self-service machines here. Do you ever use one of those? Where, like, you're the post person, you put the stamp on yourself, and you weigh it, and you do everything yourself? They got that in Chicago, right?
I don't have any by any of the ones I use. I use the one that's right by work because I go right on my lunch hour. And then I run back to work and hope I have time to at least inhale the sandwich I brought for lunch. And hope I don't choke to death.
I started bringing lunch from home 2 weeks ago. Because I'm trying to save money up so I can do stuff this summer. And I was spending way, way too much on, like, you know, nice takeout food and, like, sandwiches. Freaking sandwich in New York at the deli is, like, $12.
Holy cow.
So, yeah, I know. It adds up. So, you know, so I'm, like, eating. I have this little teeny, teeny thing. So I just, like, and I can eat lunch in, like, 10 minutes. I save all this time. And instead of, like, you know, going out, sitting down, waiting for a table, waiting for food, eating and walking back, which takes the whole hour, I eat in 10 minutes, and then I have 50 minutes to kill at my desk. And you know what I'm doing in those 50 minutes, right? With the computer on? Yeah. Pony shopping, board surfing, you name it. It's great.
Well, see, so, me, I don't get that luxury. I have a my computer at work is a dummy terminal for a DOS-based system.
No fun.
At the internet.
You can't get the interwebs on that. No good.
No, you cannot. So I end up reading during that time, and I think I've read I'm almost done with book 4 of the Sticky Sucky Stackhouse series. Just reading it at lunch.
Say that again, the Sticky Wicky what?
Cookie Stackhouse series.
Okay, that's what I thought you said.
Yes. It is a very interesting series that is actually a show on HBO, which I am very happy. My mother let me get HBO.
Yay!
Because I got sick and tired of taking and trying to find episodes online.
Yeah, I know how you feel.
Yes.
I'm like a big Tudors fan, so, you know, I subscribe to Showtime just when the Tudors is on, and then as soon as the last episode airs, I cancel Showtime.
Well, you know what really sucked is I wanted to see that series, and of course, we don't get it until after the show is done and over with.
Arr. Oh, just get it on DVD, then you can watch it whenever you want. And
well,
freeze-frame the good parts.
Well, I figure they have it on iTunes, so I figure I'd buy one episode on iTunes and make sure I like it first.
Ah.
Well, do
yourself a favor and start at one of the, I don't care which season you start at, but definitely start at episode one, because it's a serious story arc. It goes from beginning to end, you know, you kind of got to see the whole thing. So start at the beginning. But they're all good, all three seasons. They're all different. He has a different wife in each one.
Of course. Because he had a different wife every year.
Yeah, he changed wives like we change our socks.
See, I got the book, The Other Bowling Girl. I love the book. I hate the movie.
Now, if you want to know about Henry VIII, the book you should get is by Margaret George, and it's called The Autobiography of Henry VIII. It's a work of fiction, but she pretended that she was him, and she wrote his autobiography, and she did it so well. It's very descriptive, and you're right inside his head what he was thinking as he married and divorced and beheaded and, you know, went through all these wives. It was excellent.
I liked the other Bowling Girl because it went by What's-Her-Face's point of view. So, anyway, we're getting way off track, aren't we?
Hey, we got time. Okay, want to do another set? I think we talked about the brothers enough.
Yes, we have talked about the brothers enough, so let's go on to...
The brothers.
An odd little set because of what they could do. I think these girls were the very first long-haired ponies of the pony world.
Who could it be?
The Brush and Grow Ponies.
Awesome set, gotta say.
Oh, yeah.
They were the first super long hairs, basically.
That's what I said. The very first one.
And you could control the length of their tail.
Yes.
By brushing them, I think that was supposed to make the tail grow, right? Like,
yes.
By pulling on the tail. But I never did that. I just grabbed it with my fist and went, rrr, and like pulled the whole tail out.
That's what I did, too. That's what I did.
Isn't that what everyone did? I didn't read the directions. My pony didn't even come with a box. I bought it secondhand. I figured that's what you had to do. Yep, they nod their head no, back and forth, and it sucks their tail right up into their body. And in this set, let's see, you had Curly Locks. She was the pink one.
Yes.
With like, I don't know, she had like a lock of hair as her symbol, like a little blonde lock with a bow on it. And then you had Bouquet, who's my favorite, Unicorn, white,
yes.
Really pretty. And this like hair that was kind of like a rainbowy, let's see, it was peach, blue, light pink, and yellow. And her symbol was a hat. So me being a millinery fan, you know, I had to have all hat ponies must be in my collection. Bouquet, awesome. Who else? Braided Beauty, the green one. Pegasus, really pretty.
Yes.
Neat pose, too. She's in Masquerade's pose, and she's real handsome. She has the most beautiful streak of, like, deep teal hair. She's probably the best looking out of the set, you know, like, color-wise. You know, just really,
actually,
really, really pretty.
I think you're a little off on the names.
Mm-hmm.
Braided Beauty was the unicorn.
Oh, I thought Brand of Beauty was the Pegasus. My bad.
Bouquet was the Pegasus.
No. Bouquet is most definitely a unicorn. She's a white unicorn with a hat.
I wonder if this is one of the few. Hold on. Ponies. Dream Valley. Hurry up.
Loading. Hey, chat room.
You're 4, you're 6. Brush and Grow Pony.
Well, while she's looking that up, I'll talk about one of the weird colored ones. Twisty Tail. She's blue. And she's in that, like, Rapunzel pose, kind of like that walking pose. She has, like, the most jarring bright hair, like barnacles color. Red, yellow, green. And when it all tangles together, it makes a big, scary frizz. A lot of these gals, they're really prone to tail frizz from, like, over-loving. A good way to fix that is with just use a curling iron on it, get the tail really, really wet, and run it through a curling iron, just a few strands at a time, and it'll go when the water hits it. It does straighten out that hair pretty good. As far as separating all the colors again, prepare to sit yourself down, put on a good movie, and just try to separate the colors by hand, and you can get it looking halfway decent again by the time the movie's over. Okay, what did you find? Who's the white uni?
You are right. Bouquet is the unicorn. Braided Beauty is the Pegasus. Cause
there we go.
I remember when we did the interview with Summer, she said the publishers mixed up some of the photos.
Publishers.
And she's always saying, if you find any mistakes, go ahead and tell me about them.
Okay, well, let her know this one, Bouquet and Braid of Beauty.
And luckily enough, I have both ponies, so.
And so do I. They're one of my favorite sets. They're actually one of the first sets I ever completed, too.
Actually, I don't have this one complete. I'm only missing two ponies.
Let's see, there's Twisty Tail, Braided Beauty, Curly Locks, Bouquet. We're missing two others. Who's left?
Pretty,
the yellow one.
Pretty Vision.
Pretty Vision, right.
Yes.
She's got
who
like
I don't have.
Toe color. She's really nice. I love yellow ponies. They just kind of stand out, you know?
Especially in a herd of pink and purple and blue. And
mm-hmm. And we just have those happy yellow ponies. Yeah, and she's in Posey's pose, too. So she's just a really, really nice-looking pony. On the last one, I remember, Ringlets. Ringlets is gray. Not too many gray ponies in the G1 line.
Not too many, no.
In later years, they just did away with grays altogether. So really, I shouldn't complain that there weren't enough gray ponies in G1 line, because G1 line was the only line to carry them. After that,
they
totally went away from, like, any kind of realistic pony color. It's always pink and purple after that.
Well, you got to figure these girls were supposed to be, you know, fictional ponies, not real ponies. So, but yes, Ringlet and Pretty Vision are the only two in the Brush and Grow Ponies that I do not have.
They needed special combs, right, because of their big hair. Didn't they have some kind of, like, long comb, like a long handle, heavy duty for combing big hair?
They had a long comb and a long brush, too.
They had both. Okay. These were very hair-centric ponies, so they came with hair accessories to the max. And didn't they come with barrettes, too? Did they have barrettes?
They each had two barrettes. One was a heart and one was a shooting star.
Totally collectible. You know, that stuff always gets lost. If you have a perfect one with the comb, with the brush, and the hair is not frizzy, and you got the barrettes there, keep it. Don't sell it. Hold on to it. It's really uncommon to find one with all their hair stuff intact.
Yes. And their ribbons. Don't forget their two wide ribbons.
All that good stuff.
Oh, yes. He came with so much hair stuff, it was unbelievable.
Now, I was never good at pony hairstyling. You know what I did? I had a friend in the UK. Her name was Pookie Pup. I don't know if you remember her. But I sent my brush and grow out to her across the pond, and she sent it back to me all styled up. She liked to do these fantastic hairdos on ponies, and she did all of hers. And I said, hey, you know what? You want to keep busy? Can I send you my ponies and you can style them up? I said, I would consider it, you know, an honor if I could have my pony styled by such a skilled hand as yours. So she agreed, and she sent me back my ponies, and they were all done up with fancy braids and stuff. So they're styling and profiling now. Thank you, Pookie Pup.
Yay!
It's sad that people leave the community, you know? But I have that to remember her by.
That is always something. You gotta love us in the community. I actually had to have my flat-footed cotton candy sent out for a new tail.
Aww.
She came with no tail.
One more time. Aww.
It was a sad little pony. But once she came back, she looked very happy.
Yep. It was just that little hint of a Mona Lisa smile on her face, right?
Oh, yes. Just that little hint.
Flatfoots always look so sad, right? They've got their heads down. They're like, Sad little ponies. I gotta love them, though. Original Pose flatfoots are one of my favorites. Okay,
yes.
So that was the brush and grows.
Yes, and the next lot, they have their oddities of their own.
Oh, what
they're
could it
the
be?
Happy Tails ponies.
Oh, don't
they're
that. Okay.
They're,
you're going to have to talk about them because I don't have any. I always thought they were really silly.
And here's what Summer has in her book. The hallmark of Happy Tail ponies was their swishing tails. When hugged, squeezed with your fingers, an inside mechanism would cause their tails to whirl to show their love for you. A molded ring around their tail allows it to move freely from side to side. Collector's note, a common problem with ponies in this set was the tail twirling mechanism getting turned around so that you would have to hug their underbellies instead of their sides to get them to work.
So they were fly-swatting ponies.
They were real ponies. If you actually look at a pony, come on, that's all they do all day long.
Is swish their tails and eat grass, exactly.
So we've got some kind of realism going on here.
Oh, yes, very real. Very, so real. And weren't they squishy? The few happy tails that I've ever held, they had really soft bodies. I guess that's so you can get to that squeezy tail mechanism, right? They had to make bodies more pliant.
That's exactly it. Their bodies were, the plastic was a bit more pliable so that you could squeeze the belly and the tail would be able to, it didn't really swish as much as it just actually literally twirled around.
Right, it kind of goes in a circle. And then I've had a few that were jammed, and they just kind of make like a quarter turn. They flip up and flop over on themselves and swap.
Yeah.
Very silly. I guess that's why I never got into this set. But some of them are cute, okay? You got Woozy, and she comes in different colors. I know there's variants of Woozy. There's the lavender one and the princess one. And well, I guess you're going to talk about variants in another show, so we won't go into the princess happy tails.
Nope.
And
no,
the only other one I know is Tall Tail. She's the yellow one. And that's it.
Yes, and she has a giraffe, a pair of giraffes on her butt.
Right, Tall Tail, tall giraffes, har har.
And the cute thing about this set is each symbol, each animal, each pony symbol was two animals either hugging or playing. So you had Romper, who had a pair of bunnies on her butt. You had Squeezer, who had puppies on her butt.
Isn't
Tabby has kittens. Tall Tales has giraffes. Tossles has two bear cubs. And Woozy, I think, has a pair of
mice.
Mice. Okay.
Yep.
I'm glad you can say that because I can't.
Oh, I know they're mice because there's a person online whose name is Woozy, and I've seen, you know, pictures of Woozy associated, I guess, with that person, Woozy. So I know very well what the symbol looks like.
Yes, I really don't because I don't have her.
And what were they thinking when they named it Woozy?
Woozy. Yeah,
Woozy's how I feel when I've had too many cocktails. Why would you name a children's toy that? There must be some other definition of Woozy that I'm not acquainted with.
No, I think someone was probably very drunk at the Christmas party.
Yeah.
I know what we should name that one. Woozy. Because I'm Woozy right now.
Silly, silly. Hey, speaking of toys, did you have the sit and spin when you were a little kid? Now, there's a toy that makes you woozy. Basically, it's a seat with a steering wheel on it, and you sit yourself on it, and you turn the steering wheel, and you spin in a circle.
Yes.
And the centrifugal force makes you very dizzy.
And then either dizzy or make you puke with one of the two.
It was cheap high for the 3 to 6 age group.
Yes, unfortunately, thank God they have not made one for bigger people.
Sure they did. It's called the Teacup Ride at Disneyland.
Oh, no, wait, the Tilter World. There you go.
The Tilter World, yes. We're in Coney Island. They've got the Hell Hole, which is basically like a rotor ride. The floor drops out and you stick to the wall.
Oh, God, I miss those things. We don't have those at many carnivals anymore here in Illinois.
Well, there was a problem with them breaking for a while.
Yeah.
I guess they weren't maintained right or something, but I think after a few people got badly hurt on those rodeo rides, that was probably when you stopped seeing them as often at Fireman's Fair.
Yes. Probably.
I always liked the Fireman's Fair. You'd think it was safe, right, with all those firemen around, like nothing would go wrong? Mm-hmm. Okay, who's next?
Next up on the pony block is... Magic Message Ponies.
Ooh, nice.
Magic Message Ponies look like standard Earth Unicorn or Pegasus ponies until you applied heat by touching or gently rubbing their symbols. With the change in the temperature, their symbol would fade away to reveal a secret image underneath.
It's another gimmick. It's a fabulous gimmick. Did you have Freezy Freaky's gloves in the 80s?
Yes.
If the temperature went below 40 degrees, like pictures would appear on your ski gloves? It was like a peacock set and then UFOs over a skyline. And you could only see those designs if the temperature went low.
Well, you know what? In the state of in the city of Chicago, you saw that picture for the entire winter.
Okay. Just like that, except it worked with heat. And these ponies had two symbols.
Basically.
At room temperature, they had one symbol, and then you just rub them with your hand, or you, like, heat it up. You, like, cup your mouth over it and go, and, like, warm it up with your breath. And your parents would say, why is she breathing on that pony's butt? And you were making a symbol appear.
Yes. And unfortunately, over time, the symbols either lost their ability to change, and they would permanently stay in either one of the two images, or they would scratch or fade. Then they were scratching. They were prone to scratching and or fading a lot easier than any of the other symbols.
Scratching could be explained because some people, you know, scratch and sniff stickers were really big at the time too. So maybe somebody thought it was a scratch and sniff kind of pony,
yeah.
So they scraped at it. There was like a thin film coating the symbol, just transparent. And once that wore away, that's it. Your symbol was done. It was going to get wrecked after that. So really, the trick was just to use the heat of your hand to make the image appear underneath, and don't rub it. Like, don't apply friction to it, because that would just wear it off over time. What a cool thing. I think they're highly, highly underrated.
I think so, too. And this is actually one set. When I sent out my cotton candy, it was really funny. I got a package back from the person I had sent it to, and I opened it up. And it wasn't cotton candy in my package. It was Wendy.
Wendy? Magic message, Wendy?
She accidentally sent me Wendy for some
Aww.
Odd reason. But I had to return her.
And you had to send her back. That's sad.
Yes. But I do have Mirror Mirror, though.
And Mirror Mirror, remember last week I was going on about monochromatic ponies and how cool they are? This is one of the perfect examples of a monochromatic pony.
Mirror,
teal,
mirror.
Blue, hair and body. And she's so pretty. She's my favorite, I think, out of the whole set.
I like her because it's like, mirror, mirror, on the wall, and what's on her butt?
There's a little princess in the mirror, and she's more of like a stick figure princess, really. There's not much detail on her. It's like a little face with some hair around it.
Well, if you think about it, you really couldn't do much detailing with this under.
Nowadays you could. Now, modern days you could get all sophisticated. You could use lasers and stuff on the pony and make a really nice design if you wanted to. We can rebuild them. Better, stronger, faster.
But will Hasbro do it? The future
and
never.
Let's see.
Never say never.
Cuddles. Cuddles is a really cute one.
Yes.
She's like light blue, and she had blonde hair, or yellow, gold hair, and she had a symbol of a teddy bear.
I like Cuddles. I love teddy bears.
I don't have her. Is the teddy bear facing upright or is he turned around? Is he like doing a headstand or a handspring or something?
No, he's upright.
Oh, okay. And then you had Magic Hat. For people that like real colored ponies, she was really cute because she was white. And she had lavender and hot pink hair and a really pretty, like a hat symbol with flowers coming out of it. And she's in the shy pose. She's in parasol pose.
She's like, don't look at me, but look at me. Don't look at me. Look at me. Don't look at me. Look at me.
I know. She's playing coy. And then you had a cloud dreamer, unicorn.
Yes.
She's in Gusty's pose. And she's like, kind of like a, what kind of pink is that? It's like a. Like a shell
dusty
pink,
rose.
Like a deep dusty rose color. It's kind of a strong pink. I want
and you
to
know
say
what?
Like Pepto-Bismol pink. Yeah.
And it's amazingly enough, I actually want her, even though, oh my God, here's a story.
Bubblegum
pink. My house, the previous owners had wallpaper, paint, wallpaper, paint, wallpaper, paint. Wallpaper. You had layers on these walls. And my bedroom, I kid you not, we finally got through the 1,800 layers of paint and wallpaper. And we came to, it wasn't even a satin finish. It was a flat finish, dusty rose.
Like Cloud Dreamer color?
Basically. She would have matched the walls. And I kid you not, it took 4 coats of white paint to finally get rid of that color.
Just to bury that. Wow.
So, yeah, it took a lot of white paint.
It's a color with a lot of presence.
More than a lot.
We should mention her symbol. Cloud Dreamer has a dragon symbol, but you wouldn't know that unless you rubbed the symbol. Otherwise, you'd just see a big blue cloud. But, yeah, for people that collect dragons, you'd want Cloud Dreamer in your herd because cute little dragon on her butt.
I don't know what all the only one I know about is Mirror Mirror, and I don't even know what Wendy has because I was afraid to touch the symbol, because I was afraid I was going to ruin her before I sent it back.
Ah.
So I was tempted just to see what she looked like.
Well, Wendy is interesting because she has, you know, symbols on both sides, being a G1, but one side uncovers a kite in the tree. And on the other side, there's apples that appear on the tree. Two different things.
Cool.
Yeah. And actually, Cloud Dreamer is like that, too. I think there's a castle on the other side and a dragon on the display side. Okay, we're leaving out one from this set. Who is
Floater.
It? Floater.
Floater,
right. Floater.
Yellow Pegasus.
Yep, really pretty. Pink hair. And her symbol says what I love. It says I love you on one side, and I think I love ice cream or something like that. something very predictable like that on the other side. But she's a Valentine's pony in the UK magazine, comic magazines from that era. She appeared in the Valentine's issue, and she was sort of the host of the Valentine issue, and she went around giving Valentines to all the other ponies.
Ah, so cute, so cute. You know, okay, I have to pause for a moment here. Is it me, or are there more yellow ponies in year six than any of the other years?
It is a big year for yellow. There was a yellow pony in practically every set.
Yes. And there is a yellow set of ponies in the next set we're going into. It's the second set of newborn twins.
Oh, all these babies that I can't tell apart. No, actually, only three sets were identical, right? and the other three you could tell apart.
Yes.
So it's not that bad. Newborns are really cute.
Yes, they are. They're so tiny, and they're so itty-bitty, and they've got really tiny baby bottles.
And baby everything. Baby rattles, baby snail rockers, playpens, sandboxes, spoons. They came with everything. They had the works. They were very well accessorized little kids.
Oh yes.
They didn't want for anything.
No. They were the rich babies.
They were. They really had it all, these little brats. And they had such cute little names like Sniffles and Peaks and Puddles and Bunky.
Okay. We have Big Top and Toppy, Jabber and Jebber, Puddles and Peaks. Hold on, let me turn the page. You had Sandcastle and Shovels. Speckles and Bunky.
And Sticky and Sniffles.
Yes. And they got easier to tell apart because they had different colors.
Right, like Sandcastle and Shovels, they're completely different colors. One is bluish green, one is orange.
You had Speckles and Bunky, who one was purple, one was yellow. You had Toppy and Big Top, one was yellow, one was white, whereas the other sets, they were the same exact colors, same exact hair colors, except for Sticky and Sniffles.
How
one
were you supposed
hair.
To tell them apart?
One had white hair, one had blue hair.
Okay. But the Jabber and Jebber, you could only tell them apart by their pose. Otherwise, they were completely identical.
Actually, no.
No?
Nearly identical, except for their poses. Jabber's right front leg is lifted. Her head is oriented to the right, while Jabber has her left leg lifted and her head oriented to the left. But Jabber also has a pudgier face.
Oh, well, there you go.
So that was the one set in which if you saw a pudgy face, That was Jebber. Mm-hmm. You knew that right off the bat. Mm-hmm.
I did not know that. Now I do. Hey, cool. And in the UK, they gave these babies all different names, too. Like Sticky and Sniffles were known as Toddles and Tuggles.
Aww.
Aww, cute name. And Funky and Speckles were Fleecy and Fluffy.
Aww.
And Jebber and Jebber had other names, too. I'm trying to remember what the heck they were. Giggles and, I forget, Giggles and Tickle? No, Tickles. Whoa, did you hear that thunder? There's like a wicked storm going on here in New York.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. No,
I'm so used to them by now.
It was right outside my window. Just like boom. Like big, huge clap of thunder.
You know, we in the Midwest here, we have not even hit summer yet. Not officially. We have had maybe a total of 8 days worth of summer.
Aw.
This really stinks. And that does not include my week in Vegas.
Aw. Well, we're having another typical rainstorm. We've been having them all month long now, and we had them all during June, so rain is just getting to be the standard thing here. But, yeah, that was a big pot of boom out my window.
That was probably the boom we had the other day. I sent it your way.
Thanks. Thanks for the big boom. It sounded like a garbage truck falling off the roof. Okay, anything else you want to say about the newborn twins?
They're just so cute.
They're just so cute. Yeah, okay. All right, I did the UK names. Oh, you mentioned what species they are, right? Like Jebber and Jabber are unicorns, and Speckles and Bunky were Pegasus.
And
baby pegs. There's really few things cuter in the My Little Pony universe than baby Pegasus ponies, I gotta say. These two are in the cutest little pose. They look like they're flying, they're prancing. They've got their front legs extended, they've got their back legs stretched out behind them, and they're just ready to, you know, frolic and fly and bounce. Adorable.
Yes, they are. I mean, come on, look at those cute little wings.
Oh, I love them.
And even the unicorns got these cute little horns.
I love them, but I don't go in for all that baby stuff. I just like the ponies on their own without all the accessories and stuff. But people go nuts for those accessories, you know? They trade them, they hoard them. They bid crazy money for them on eBay, you know, for sauces and seesaws and necklaces and feeding dishes and diapers.
Let me put it to you this way. The only way I get accessories, okay, is if there is a lot on eBay. Let me put it to you this way. My very first accessory lot, I kid you not, was 200 pieces.
Woo!
And then some. It took me 2 years to go through everything, catalog it, ID it, and I still have stuff. So, yeah, that stuff is insane. I agree.
The only accessories I get into are, like, bride accessories. Other than that, I'm fine without them. But I understand the appeal. It's fun to dress your pony up and stuff.
Yeah.
And babies do need their toys to be happy babies.
I think it's, you know, trying to get the entire set complete with everything they came with originally, you know. If I do it, great. If I don't, I'm not going to throw my entire collection out into the middle of the street and yell, free ponies.
I got a couple of friends who collect those newborns with all their accessories, and one friend, she just bought a separate little shelving unit just for her babies, little itty bitty shelves.
Aww.
Each one, it's like a triplex, you know, for like babies. Think like the nursery, but like three nurseries stacked on top of each other. She's made the whole thing just for babies, and it's crowded.
Aww.
Too, because she's collecting foreign babies too.
Aww, too cute.
Mm-hmm. She's real into them. I hear typing. What's going on in the chat room?
Nothing is actually going on in the chat room. I was typing up something else.
Okay. Well, hi to Rose Rebellion. Hi to Cotton Candy.
I think they stopped talking to us. I think they're just listening now.
Well, now that I said hello to them, they'll come out of lurk mode.
They probably will. But let's move on because we've got more babies.
Okay.
Peekaboo babies.
Aww. Now, this is a great set.
Yes.
And the new gimmick is they can turn their heads. Ooh.
In a very odd way.
Yes. They have these big bubble necks, which you cover up with the neckerchief.
Bibs.
No, not a neckerchief. What is the thing called? Bib.
No, they're bibs.
I know. I don't know anything about kids. Bibs. Bib is what you tie around a baby's neck. So, yeah, you cover up their big, silly necks with the bib, and then they look great. Oh,
yes.
How cute. And there was baby boys in this set, too.
Yes. And they had feathered feet.
Yeah, little baby Clydesdale feet. So cute. Hairy feet.
Yes, we... Let's go by girls first.
Okay, girls.
Baby Carafe, baby Nubles, and Eden.
You had to have heard that. Huge thunderclap.
Yeah.
Hold on, I got to make sure the house is still here. Nothing's on fire.
If it's on fire, don't forget to save the ponies.
Oh, are you kidding? I keep the ponies at the wall closest to the fire escape. The first thing to go out. Go on, where were we? Babies.
Okay. We have baby baby Snippy and baby Sweet Stuff. Those
right.
were the girls.
Three
now,
girls.
The boys. We have baby Whirly Twirly. Oh, baby Whirly Twirl.
Whirly Twirl, the helicopter baby.
And baby Ribs.
Aw, Dragon Baby.
Yes.
And baby Graffiti. Pretty cute, too. Symbol is crayons, like little scribbly crayons.
Oh, see, I can't read tonight. I'm tired.
Aw. Now you had Whirly Twirl, Graffiti, and Ribs. Those were the three boys. Three boys
no,
and three girls.
No, baby Graffiti was a girl.
Oh, what? I thought baby Graffiti.
Yeah.
Well, see, I don't have her. I always thought it was boy.
There were only two boys in the entire set.
Oh, my bad.
Yes, two boys. That was it. Two boys and four girls. Oh, boy.
Oh,
two for each.
That's how it goes.
Two,
girl power.
These boys were players. They had a girl on each front hoof.
That's right. Two fillies for every cult. Hasbro knew how to keep their boy ponies happy. Just outnumber
oh, yeah.
them. 2-1.
Yes, they are very happy. They're more along the lines of, ooh, look at this. I got my choice here. There's only 9 of us, and there are all these fillies. Ooh, yeah.
And they're all Earth ponies, right, with the exception of Noddins.
Right.
Nope, no, wait. Is one of them a Pegasus? Let me think.
Oh,
baby Graffiti. Peg.
Right. Graffiti and Noggins. They're both, one's a uni and one's a peg.
Okay, so that's how genetics works in My Little Pony. For every 6 ponies, you get 4 Earths, 1 unicorn, and 1 peg.
Yes.
So uni and peg are the recessive genes.
Yes.
If you took biology 101, you'd know this stuff.
If you took biology 101, I don't think you would have this.
Well, you'd be studying it in other types of animals. But see, they applied the same principles at Hasbro. They were very scientific about this.
Yes. And they had their bit, I know, and this is an accessory thing, but I have to go into this. their bids for this set are very simple.
Simple how?
They're not the terry cloth. They don't have a trim at the top to tie and a trim around the terry cloth part. This, it's got the trim at the top, a piece of fabric with the symbol stamped on, and that's it.
So it's like the free things that you pick up at Red Lobster. Nothing fancy bought from the baby store.
Right. Yeah, they got the very. It's cute, but it's not, you know, what every other baby has had.
And I should mention that these bibs are huge too. They go all the way down to their feet.
I haven't like quite tested them yet. I got one bib. I've got Baby Newbin's bib. And I've got Baby Newbin's.
Noddin's. The lavender one? Noddin's.
Yes. I can't read tonight. I've been, for the last week, I've been in bed at this time sleeping. It's been a bad week.
I know Noddin's because I have Noddin's. And IDing it was a hurdle because I didn't quite know how to describe it. I was new at the time. I said, I've got this pony and I don't know, you know, what it is. It's kind of lavender. I don't know if her hair is faded or what. Because she did.
I've
she had, like, whitish hair.
I've got Noddin's and Baby Sweet stuff, and that's it. I don't have anyone else from this set.
They're a really cute set.
They are. They are so cute. They've got simple accessories, just three things, and that's it.
They can look at you. You can move their head around. You can tilt them. They can look this way or that way. They can watch you while you're on the computer. They can interact with the other ponies.
Yes, while the other ponies are just looking at them kind of like, what are you doing?
They look at you with their big, wide eyes. Say, you'll be my mommy. The two boys especially.
Oh, yes. And you're right. These ones did have wider eyes. Their eyes were just a little bit more wide.
Yep.
They were just really big. Look at me. You know, just think of Japanese anime.
Not quite that big.
Close enough. You must
but,
like
yeah.
Scary sometimes. Yeah, that is scary.
These ponies will definitely eyeball you.
Yes.
So that was the Peekaboo Baby Ponies.
Yay!
My, what a big year this year six is. We got everything.
Yes, and we're not even done yet, and we've got 45 minutes left.
Let's do something really weird now. Let's do one of these really crazy sets. I'm in the mood for some fantasy.
What about the second set of the Pony Friends?
Okay, far out.
The most expensive friends to date.
Why is that?
I have no clue because you've got Cha-Cha the Llama, which I have seen a live llama.
I just like to say Cha-Cha. It's fun. Do you have a Cha-Cha? I'm looking for Cha-Cha.
No, I don't have any of these ones.
Can I buy you a Cha-Cha? Is your Cha-Cha for sale? Who has Cha-Cha? It's fun to say. I want Cha-Cha. I must have Cha-Cha. Who wants to sell me their Cha-Cha? And she's adorable. She's like that minty green. She's the color of G3 Minty. She's got the pink tail and the green body, and she's looking at you with that, like, smug llama face.
That
you know, you don't know whether she's going to, like, bite you or spit at you. Cha-Cha's just awesome, and that's why people want to pay a lot of money for Cha-Cha.
Her and... Okay, this one's name is just cute beyond cute. Cutosaurus the dinosaur.
They just gave up with that one. What are we gonna call it?
Cutosaurus.
It's cute. It's a dinosaur. Cutosaurus. Yeah, I like it. Let's break for lunch. Meeting over.
Who's heading over to the bar across the street? I'm buying. We'll name the other two when we get back. That is probably how we came up with Edgar the Elephant.
Edgar was the owner of the bar, and Oakley was the bartender. And that's how it happened.
Cha-Cha, they were making fun of the secretary. Cutosaurus, they wanted to eat. They wanted lunch. And, you know, while they were at lunch, they looked at Edgar, the bar owner, and Oakley, the bartender, and said, there we go.
There we go. That's the pony friends for year six.
But, oh, yes.
I don't know why. This set, they're more bizarre animals, you know? You got the elephant, you got the dinosaur, a llama, and a moose. Now, the moose, I got to say, is really cute, you know? Oakley the moose. And, like, she's got the oak leaf symbol, which is kind of like Gusty. So if, like, you're a fan of, like, G1 Gusty, you might like Oakley for the same reason.
Oh, yes.
And the colors on her are nice. Kind of reminds me of, like, a mommy surprise, the surprise family, you know, the birthday. Kind of those colors. Edgar with the blonde hair, I don't like. He's just funny looking. A blonde elephant.
Okay. Have you seen the photo hunt photos for the from the fair yet?
Not all of them. I looked at yours with bright eyes, and I looked at somebody else's. I forget who she used.
The team who had Senor Fakey Pants.
Okay, I remember that name, yeah.
With Edgar the Elephant.
Aww.
And he was meeting his twin. He found his twin online.
Aww.
Which was Donald Trump.
I see it. Big ears and hair. Oh, it's terrible. I'll never look at Edgar the same way again.
Yeah, you'll be seeing a very rich man going, you're fired.
That's awesome. Yeah, the hair color is just too blonde to be real fantasy animal hair. You know, they use, like, something too close to a human color. That's why Edgar looks so strange. As if he's not strange enough that he's purple and he's an elephant.
Well, actually, if you think about it, Edgar, the bar owner, was blonde.
And elephants aren't even supposed to have hair. So it's just wrong to start with. When have you ever seen an elephant with a full head of hair? You don't.
No.
Elephants have, like, little, like, gray whiskers on their head. That's it. They're bald.
Yes, but you can't have a bald My Little Pony.
Uh-huh.
Unless it's baitable.
Well, we explained how this set came into being, so really we're lucky that that's where they stopped, you know? It could have been a lot stranger. Is it any coincidence that the elephant is pink?
Oh, dear, you're right. Then in that case, me picking the bar across the street was the perfect idea.
If you go to Providence, check out Hasbro's offices, go down the street and across the way, you'll see Edgar's pup right there on the corner.
Walk in, look, ask for a man, the owner by the name of Edgar, and see if he has blonde hair, right?
Tell him Oakley sent you.
And what will probably be more bizarre is the owner will probably know what you're talking about. Which will be very sad. Anyway, now that we've had our major giggle fest, let's get serious again.
Okay.
Because we are in the presence of royalty yet again.
Oh, hon, let me do a deep curtsy here.
Me too.
The princesses are coming.
Yes, the princess ponies come yet again. And this set is very different from their first set. They still have the metal symbols on their backsides.
Right, gilded, raised symbols that sort of screw into their bodies.
Yes, but this time some of them are different colors, but their most unique quality is that their forelock is completely made of tinsel.
Metal hair. Wow. Yes. How royal can you get?
Yes, because then you just clip on their little crown clip and there you go. Right on that forelock.
Right, right. Instead of having those cone hats, this time the set, they had like barrettes and they clip on. And the barrettes were in the shape of little itty-bitty, tiny-weeny crowns.
Correct.
That always get lost.
Oh, yes. And this time you had Princess Dawn with a tulip on her butt. Misty, Princess Misty, had a diamond on her butt. Princess Moondust had a... Actually, it looks more like the symbol that you'd put the family crest into.
Actually, it looks like a police shield to me. It looks like a police badge. There's your missing cop pony.
There you go. She's a princess.
The law.
She's in disguise.
Yep, she's working undercover. Dressed as a princess. It was a good front, you know? Nobody blew her cover until tonight.
Nope. Oh, darn it. I guess we best better sleep with one eye open then.
Okay, I think she's off the job. She's long since retired. She's collecting pension now.
Yes, this is true.
It's been 2 decades. Yeah, Princess Moondust, police shield symbol, bright yellow body, pink hair. Pretty. And Dawn, Sunbeam, you did Sunbeam?
Not yet. I got Princess Pristina.
Oh, sorry. Getting ahead of you.
Yes, you are, because Princess Sunbeam was on my other page.
Ah.
I hadn't turned the page yet. And then you had Princess Taffeta.
Everyone's favorite, Princess Taffeta. Because she's got the prettiest name, and she's in that shy pose, and she's got blue hair, and like a pearly kind of colored hair.
Yes, she does. And I've got Princess Dawn, and I've got Princess Sunbeam, and I have Princess Sunbeam's wand.
Oh, so let's talk about those wands for a minute. They're different. They're like sparkly plastic. Which
yes,
is different from the earlier set. And there was no Bush Woolies with this group.
No. They decided to kick them off to the side and say, go away.
Mm-hmm. They swept them under the bed where they belong.
Yes. Oh, actually, the magic wands in the first set were glittery, too.
Oh, they were? Okay.
Yes.
So, really... The main difference in this set from the earlier princesses is the addition of that tinsel forelock and the crown clips and the lack of Bush Woolies.
Yes. That is the big, big difference, and I think that's about it. Everything else about them is the same. But here we come to a new addition to the Pegasus line.
Oh.
This is a replacement for the Flutter Ponies.
Oh, I know what this is going to be.
We have the Summerwing Ponies.
Now, this is a total departure from anything they'd ever done, before, where the Flutter Ponies were these tall, long-legged, doe-like creatures. These Summerwings were horsey proportioned, but tiny, the size of newborn ponies.
Mm-hmm.
Like little fairies. And they had these really pretty, hard plastic that you could flick and, wobble and, they weren't breakable. Butterfly wax with nice designs on them, you know, like the swallowtail, you know, they had the like bump at the bottom and like really tall peaked wings. Really nice colors, and the light could go through them, and they showed all the colors of the rainbow, and they had the long hair like the flutter ponies did.
Yes, they are. They are really cute, and we had Buzzer, Glow, High Flyer, Lady Flutter, Little Flitter, and Sky Dancer, in which I have the complete set.
Me too.
And would you like to know who was my very, 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 very first G1 pony?
Tell me.
It was High Flyer.
Aww. She was my first from that set, too.
Oh, she was my very first period.
First period of all ponies, your first pony ever. That's awesome.
First,
you always remember your first pony.
That's the first pony from the G1 line.
Do you still have her?
Yep.
Your original?
Yes.
Cool.
Even if I ever got an upgrade to her, I don't think I would ever get rid of her.
Oh, no, you couldn't. It's your childhood pony. It's the one responsible for starting you on this.
No, it's not my childhood pony. It's the first pony I ever bought on eBay. It's the first G1 I bought on eBay.
Nice.
And that was 2 years ago.
Oh, wow. You haven't been collecting more than 2 years? I did not know that.
It will be 2 years next month. Will it be three? No, it'll be 3 years.
Good time.
I started
all right.
And
that's
and,
awesome.
Lady Flutter, who is sitting with me right now, was my very last one to get in the Summer Wing collection.
That's the ladybug symbol, right, Lady Flutter?
Yes.
I get
and
her and Little Flitter mixed up. Flitter is the hummingbird. Lady Flutter, just remember, lady, it's got the ladybird symbol.
And High Flyer is a metallic dragonfly.
I know, it's so cool. It's got a silver metallic symbol. How cool is that?
Yes.
And Glow, she's like the peace pony. She's got this little white dove with the little olive branch in its mouth.
Yes. No, that's Sky Dancer. No, Sky Dancer has that.
Oh, my bad. Glow has the Firefly.
Yeah. And then Buzzer
both in
has
the same pose.
Mm-hmm. A little bee on her butt.
Buzz. Yeah, they're like all named after things that fly.
Yes, and they were named after bugs. Somewhat.
Bugs and birds. Things that fly.
Summer bugs and summer birds. That's exactly it.
Exactly. Summer bugs, summer birds.
Yes.
And they're a great set. And people always want them. They want them for their collection. They want them as bait. They just can't get enough of them.
No. Because they're so unique.
I love them.
And we jump on to the next set, which I have this set complete as well.
And that set is?
Sunday Best Ponies.
Ooh. Good smelling
ice
set.
Cream.
We're talking gimmick to the max here. Scented ponies.
You're scented?
Six. Yeah, they're scented. Sunday Best smell like ice cream.
Then in my case, they're like very well... no longer smelling.
So serious. Look it up in your book there. Go to Sunday Best and tell me if it doesn't say that they're scented.
Oh, yeah.
I know Dream Valley will say it's scented. In the UK, they were called the ice cream ponies.
Who's
and they have this, like, delicious vanilla ice cream smell. Or more like a vanilla wafer or like a vanilla cookie.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And you had Sherbert. The most commonly misspelled pony. She was
the very
lavender.
First one I had.
Nope. Yeah, everyone gets sherbet first, you know.
No, I got banana surprise first.
Did you? Well, that you're special then, because most people get sherbet first, because I think they made like five of her to every one of everybody else. I think if you were into ponies back in the day, you got issued a sherbet. Just everyone has her, but that's because she's good looking. She's got magenta hair, lavender body. Smells good. She's in the walking pose, which is very, very playable. It was always very popular with collectors because, you know, yeah, you can do more with it. Swirly whirly. That's kind of a crazy pose there. She's sort of straight facing, and she's yellow. Yellow body, yellow hair, all yellow. Really pretty. Crunchberry, which is like that sort of weird rose mauve color, and she's in that long-eared pose, Tootsie's pose. And go ahead, you do the other three.
We've got unicorn. Peppermint. We have got Peppermint Crunch.
Right, Peppermint Crunch.
Cocoa Berry.
Mm-hmm.
Banana Surprise.
Aww.
Which you would laugh at me. You would really laugh at me. I didn't realize I had the entire set until I was going through an envelope. I opened it up. It was one of my eBay wins. I opened it up, and I look, and it's like, wait a minute. Hold on. I've got four Sunday Best ponies in here. I know I've got these two. And I look, and I had the completer set in that envelope that I never logged.
Aww.
So
that's funny how that happens.
Probably a lot that I haven't logged yet.
Oh, well, I got my sherbet in a lot, and it was mixed in with, like, 15 other ponies. And, well, I can't say that she was my first ever pony because I got 15 all in one shot, but sherbet was definitely one of my first ponies.
Yes.
And they just smell so good. I can't believe you didn't know that they smell.
I guess it's because I don't notice that they smell anymore.
Oh. Well, hopefully you'll find a good one that still smells good. I have a cocoa berry that really smells. All I have to do is open up my G1 cabinet, and it just hits me.
All?
Yeah. Well, I'll bring her to the next Maryland meet if you're going to go. You can smell my cocoa berry.
I might come. I don't know yet. So, but yes, I never really smelled anything, and Swirly Whirly was the one in which I didn't realize I had. And if you look, she's in the same pose as the collector ponies.
Yeah, it's sort of a variation of, they did like Frankenpony on her. They stuck one kind of pony head onto another kind of body. They're all like variants of previous designs, just slightly modified.
Yep, that they are.
Because, so, I mean, they're all unique molds in their way because they had a 3D symbol.
Oh, yes.
So they had to take these other designs, like Banana Surprise, that's Parasol, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And Cocoa Berry, that's Powder's Pose. And Peppermint Crunch, that's Firefly. And they switched heads where they needed to, and they added these symbols to the molds. Very unique set. They never used those molds again.
Mm-mm. Nope, that they did not. They definitely did not.
But, yeah, they're cool. And they were the peak of, you know, My Little Pony, 1987 to 1988, and of course, they're all about ice cream, which to this day is something that you always associate ponies with, you know. They're always having ice cream parties or making sundaes or, you know, enjoying ice cream in some way. It's like a pony diet.
Or they're making what this next set makes. It's the Sweetberry Ponies.
Ooh, nice set.
Yes.
Again, one of the early ones that I collected when I first discovered like ponies were like something you could collect and enjoy as an adult. I said, "Oh, I really got to check out these Sweetberry Ponies because they're so pretty." The one that I fell in love with was Blueberry Baskets. She's a Pegasus. She's light blue with light blue hair. And mm-hmm. her symbol is a basket of blueberries. She's in the diva peg pose.
Yes. And then you've got Boysenberry Pie, who has
a unicorn.
Yeah, who has a boysenberry pie on her butt.
And I wonder how boysenberry pie tastes. It's not something that we can really get regionally here. I'm imagining it's good.
I think they
really just needed another, like, sixth berry to fill out the set. And they're like, what other kind of berry can we use? Quick, think. Lingonberry?
Boysenberry, well, yeah.
You think about it. Cherry treats. Cherries aren't really a berry.
No, they're not. I would have voted for lingonberry. But probably more people prefer cherries.
And she's got a bowl full of cherries on her butt.
A good friend sent me a mint on card cherry treats one day, and I was so surprised. It just came in the mail. It was like a random act. And the note with it was, you know, this is just to remind you that life's not a bowl full of cherries, but there's always some sweetness, you know, too. And I had been going through, like, a difficult, like, personal period at the time. So that mm-hmm. pony just really cheered me up. And when I look at it, I always think of that friend. And it's true. A bowl full of cherries with the sweet treat at the bottom of all those pits.
I love those random acts. Those are really cool.
That's just another nice thing about our community.
And I've been roped twice in my pony collecting days. I eventually need to roke somebody, eventually, once I find someone there.
Roke stands for Random Act of
Act
Pony
of
Kindness.
Pony Kindness. And actually, my first one came just from roke. That's exactly what they wrote on the return address.
Well, yeah, you're not supposed to sign your name on a random act of kindness, because then it wouldn't be very random. You're not supposed to get found out.
And then my other one in the box, it comes from the Rope Fairy.
Oh, really?
Yes.
There's a nice family of random act of kindness people out there.
Yeah.
You know, out of this set, getting back to the sweet berries, the one that eluded me for years was Raspberry Jam. And I don't know why. I think a lot of collectors, they just seem to have a hang-up with certain ponies. Me, it was Raspberry Jam. I would always either miss the auction or get outbid or just, you know, not be looking on the day that it was there and it sold. Because I looked for about 2 years until I found one.
See, I've not ever found any. I have not ever found a cranberry muffin, nor have I found Strawberry Surprise, or any of them.
Strawberry Surprise is a cutie. She's got, she's pink. She's got dark pink hair. And this is weird for me, because I don't usually go for the pink ones. But, I mean, her symbol is so cute. It's got strawberries and a jar of cream.
Yes, it is.
And
so
cute. So pretty. She's in Crumpets pose, too. She's just a dainty little gal.
So, yeah, this is one set I definitely do not have anyone in it.
Oh, definitely get them all. You got to get all the scented ponies, seriously.
Yes.
They just ooze pony loving. They have that great just pony aura about them. Something about having fragrance. It's a totally 80s thing.
It is. And the next set, it's a second set yet again. It's Twice as Fancy Ponies.
Oh, Twice as Fancy.
Mm-hmm. And this time around, they had symbols not only on their bodies, but they had them on their cheeks and on their foreheads.
They were totally breaking out in symbols.
Yes. They were having symbol acne.
They were busting out. And what a great set these are, too.
Oh, yes. You had Bonnie Bonnets, who I have.
Me too.
She's
love her.
Cute.
Hat pony.
I have to finish fixing her. I have to pop her head back on.
She's kind of funny looking, you know? She seems to have, like, a big, wide head for some reason. Mine, yeah, I don't know, maybe it's the way her hair is styled, but she just looks like a big old cow.
She does, kind of.
She's sort of a grandma. She's a matriarch in my herd. She's an old lady.
And you have buttons. With buttons and ribbons.
Tootsie's distant cousin. She's like that same kind of weird puce color with this blue hair.
Very odd looking. Yes, I
agree. She's in Fifi's pose, which is, you know, that unicorn tipping over easily. Very very off-balance pose. Tends to tilt to the right.
Well, that's the same pose Mimic is in, because she's kind of tilty.
No, Mimic is in that prance pose. She's, like, stepping up. Buttons is just sort of like, putting her right hoof forward, but kind of leans back.
Okay, mine just rocks back and forth.
Yeah, rocks. Buttons rocks. And not in a good way.
Mimic
ain't supposed to rock.
You can tilt her back, push her back and pull her forward.
She's probably just stressed from the travel.
Probably.
She should stand with 3 feet planted firmly on the ground. She shouldn't rock at all. Maybe it's your table.
I've got 1 foot. Nope, it's her.
Maybe you're having an earthquake.
We have had those in the Midwest, trust me. At 2 o'clock in the morning when your bed suddenly starts moving.
Mimic will be fine. She's probably just stressed from the ride. Maybe stretch out her back legs just a little bit so she can stand up.
Maybe. Anyway, back to what we were talking about.
Twice as fancies.
Yes.
We have Meriwether, the Rainbow Queen.
Yes, can we tell she's a Rainbow Queen? And then we have Munchie.
Good old Munchie, the junk food junkie.
That's about it, because, I mean, for the love of God, she's got pizza, she's got hot dogs.
Hot dogs and hamburgers and pickles and French fries.
Oh, that's what those green things are.
Yeah, that's pickles.
Oh, okay, I have to be really close to the picture to see it, so. The yellow does not help. Then you have Night Glider, and you
beautiful.
Have. Yes, she is beautiful. I love her.
We got to spend 10 seconds talking about Night Glider. She's awesome. Okay,
yes.
Starry, spacey, planets, moons, stuff shooting all over her through the cosmos. She is just far out there. She's gone where no pony has ever gone before. Every like starry, spacey, moony space cadet fan has to get a Night Glider. And they're willing to pay a lot for her, too. She's very sought after. Okay, that was my piece on Night Glider.
And the last one is, we see Hasbro has started reusing names again. We start them seeing it here in G1. Yum Yum.
Here we see the reappearance of the name Yum Yum.
And she does not look like her Flutter Pony counterpart.
No.
Where's the buttons?
Not at all. And from a distance, it looks like she's covered in Band-Aids, but if you look close up, she's actually covered in bits of coffee and candies, and some are wrapped and some are not wrapped.
Well, she is cute, and she's still a Pegasus, which is cool, unlike what they did with Chira Lee.
Mm-hmm. She's in a pretty pose. She's in Tickles pose. Always a favorite.
Kind of looking kind of like, hi. You want me. I know you want me.
You
will get me someday, maybe.
Her and Munchie both, man. They're both cheeses. They get us drooling.
Well, let's see. According to Summer's book, Munchie is worth anywhere from $35 to $40.
Yowee! Well, I'll be waiting.
Me too.
I'm in no rush to get a Munchie. What's the value on Yum Yum?
15 to 20.
Not bad, not bad at all.
Her and Mary Weather are the
same. I'd pay 15 for a yum yum. She's nice.
Yeah.
For 20, she's gonna be real nice, real clean.
Oh yes. But we've only got 10 minutes left and one more set of ponies to go through.
Wow, we've been through so many already. Who's left?
Watercolor Baby Sea Pony.
Shoo-be-doo.
Shoo-be-doo. Should I do it?
Yes, do it.
Okay, hold on. Let me get over to the... Where is it?
Anytime sea ponies are mentioned, you must.
Okay, hold on. Here we go. Okay, that's enough of that.
That's enough of that. That's all we needed. Just got to intro them properly. Hey, they didn't keep going forever.
No.
We only get so many chances to do this. Watercolor
yeah.
Baby Sea Ponies. They're actually the last set of sea ponies that they ever made.
Yes, and this set actually had a very special thing about them. Their hair changed color when placed in warm water.
It's the first appearance of this. It came around later on in some UK editions in the early 90s and late 80s, but this is the first time you saw it.
Yes, and their hair, not only did it change color, it had they had soft, cottony hair.
Mm-hmm. I have a set that's never been dunked in water. They're pristine, right off the card, mint. And their hair, when it's brand new, is this, like, sticky-feeling white yarn stuff. It feels, like, very cottony, and it's very, very, very soft.
Mm, cool.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't
They're
have
beautiful.
Any of these sets. I have four
of the six. I have Sea Winkle. I have Wave Dancer, I have Misty, and I have Sea Light. And the two that I don't have are Seashore and Foamy. Foamy is the one that's like looking straight up in the air. Like she looks like she's hyperextending her neck. With me, I'm doing the same pose right now. You can't see me. You're in another state. I'm doing a Foamy right now. She's like looking up at the ceiling. She's adorable. And
she's an odd color too.
Mhm. Oh, Seashore is even odder. She's like a weird, like, gold color.
Yes. And their fins have a little bit of coloring on them.
Yes, they do. Little bits of paint.
Yes.
On their little groovy flippers, or whatever they're called. Flippers, right? Fins.
Flippers. Fins. And, of course, they have their floaties, because baby sea ponies should not be without their floaties.
Nope, because they haven't quite learned how to swim yet. They need a little help.
Nope. That they do. They need just a tiny, itsy-bitsy-witty-witty-witty-witty-witty help.
And there's never a lifeguard around when you want one. Oh. And the adult sea ponies, they all booked off like some years ago. They're not coming back, so. Somebody's got to watch these little squirts. So,
yes.
They have fish floats. Sea Light had the turtle float,
and
Sea Winkle had the alligator.
And Wave Dancer had a lobster, and it looks more like a lobster this time around.
It got more lobster-like.
Yes. In the last running, they finally made the thing look like a lobster. It just took them until the last one.
They finally got it. Too little, too late.
Yes. Because they no longer made them after this. So sad. But after this, we had so many other ponies that... Oh, boy.
They only get more gimmicky from here, folks. what else was in year six? Did they do... they did do pony wear and stuff, didn't they?
They did basically what they were. Let me pull the book back out. It was basically, I think, hair...
Accessories kits. They were like all those barrettes. What was that called? Pretty Ups. They were called Pretty Ups.
Pretty Ups.
It was like combs and lace and ribbons and barrettes.
Yep, they had flowers.
And they were all on a card together.
Yep,
and they didn't come with ponies. You just bought the accessories.
Nope, you had birds and flowers, seashore, ribbons and lace, kittens and teddies, and this was the very last time they ever had ponywear.
That's it, and it was all accessories. So you could totally deck your favorite pony out in plastic crap for about $3. You get this card full of stuff and just cover your pony with it. It went great with the super long hairs, the brush and groves that were out that year, because they had all that hair. So they kind of tied in with that. In fact, on the cartoon series, they were prettying up. I remember this very clearly.
Perfect. And for play sets, we had the Perfume Palace. And this wasn't really a play set part, but we had My Pony Mommy Charms.
Oh, yeah, the Mommy Charms, right.
Mm-hmm.
People go nuts for these things.
And the last one was, basically it was the, hold on, let me pull it back out. We had the Pretty Parlor come back as the Brush Me Beautiful Boutique.
Yeah, it was Pretty Parlor 2, pretty much. Just changed the colors on it. They made it purple this time around. It was like green.
They had different things. They even made catnip different, so.
Yeah, catnip was now white with, like, what, green stripes?
Yes.
Okay.
And actually, I have that version of catnip. I have
He's cute. He's pretty. The old one looks like Garfield. This one here looks like crazy fantasy anime cat.
Yes.
In the UK, this set was sold as the Grooming Parlor.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Same thing. You might see it mentioned on the boards, people talking about the Grooming Parlor, and you say, what is that? It's the Brush Me Beautiful Boutique. It's the Pretty Parlor. Take two.
Yes, it is. And it didn't come with a pony this time around, so.
No, they cheated you out of a pony.
Yes.
This and the Poof and Puff Perfume Palace, right? Neither one came with a pony. This was when they started sticking us. They would sell the sets, the play sets, with no pony inside. Where's the incentive? You got to put a pony in there, even if it's a little one. What were they thinking?
Yes. Well, that is another show.
And the What Were They Thinking show. Yes.
Yes.
I'd like to be a guest on that one.
We will actually be having one of those in which we will be offering up the sewing machine and all of that.
Woo! I'll break out my My Little Pony frying pan just for the occasion.
So, that,
he thinks I'm kidding.
No, I don't. I believe you. But that is our show, and we actually have only 1 minute left.
Wow, 1 minute. Time for a pony snack.
Oh, darn it. They're in the kitchen, and I don't have time to go run and get one.
Oh, well, you'll have one when you get off then. No
yeah.
problem. I have some, so I'm going to eat one. If I can get it open. Great.
They're adult-proof.
Yeah, they are adult-proof. I need a kid to open this for me.
We have 9 seconds. I think I have enough time to go run and grab some snacks. Hold on. Everyone. Very quickly.
Well, I hope everybody enjoyed the show. It was really fun to guest co-host with you.
Here's my package. Here we go.
Yum.
Nom, nom,
nom. Time.
So, this is our official 60-second mark. Next week's show, we will have little Alley Cat back, I guess.
Meow.
We will let her out of the zoo. And we will be moving on to year 7. So, maybe if you want, you can come back on too.
Okay, well, I'll be my usual fly on the wall in the chat room, and I'll be listening in. If you guys say anything that gets me started up, you know I'm going to call. Right?
Yeah. More than welcome to. So, 18 seconds. I think it's time to say pony bye-byes.
Well, pony bye-byes, everyone, and pony joy to ya.
Good night, and see you all next week.
Bye.
Bye.
This is Game Monolith, and you have listened to Pony Talk. See you next week. Bye-bye.